and we are back for episode 17 of the Big Red Hockey Cast. I'm Matthew Small, and I'm here with my partner, Matt Furman. Great to be on with you again. How are we doing, Matt?
Great to be back with you 2 weeks in a row. Can't complain. You know, pretty fun weekend all around. Weather in Ithaca finally looking
Absolutely gorgeous.
So, certainly can't complain there. And a pretty good weekend for the Big Red, I'd say.
Absolutely. A lot of great college hockey going on. And the women's hockey team here at Cornell University was no exception. Big win over Brown, 4-2 on Friday, and then a tightly contested game with the Yale Bulldogs on Saturday. Matt, what were your thoughts on the games?
You know, I thought start off Friday, obviously big win getting back in the win column for the Big Red. You know, pretty dominant, I thought. 26 shots, Brown just 15, and you know, 31 face-off wins for the Big Red, and Brown only picking up 18 of those. So definitely a good game for the Big Red. Got out to an early lead, able to hang on to it. They were up 3-0 at one point before closing it out 4-2. Shout out Gillis Frechette, 2 goals on the night. But, you know, definitely a good game. Good to get back to the win column and set themselves up for an emotional Saturday for senior night.
Yeah, and they got the job done on Friday and set themselves up for a great game on Saturday. A lot of energy in the building. We saw a big crowd. And a lot. It was great to see a lot of the friends and families of the seniors and the players there to support the Big Red.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the senior class has gone through a lot, obviously COVID and all that, and they've been really big to, you know, we've heard it time and time again how important these seniors are to the culture of this team, and so definitely wanted to send them off on a high note. And you know, even though the result wasn't quite there, it was quite a game.
And we're about to hear from Caitlin Jockins, who had a lot of great things to say about the senior class and the game. So let's bring her in. Caitlin Jockins, number 20 on the Cornell Big Red.
And welcome back to this edition of the Sin Bin on the Big Red Hockey Cast. Today we have a great guest with us, sophomore forward number 20, KJ, Caitlin Jockins. KJ, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you guys?
Can't complain. Beautiful weather.
Great beautiful day. Beautiful day. The team been enjoying the nice weather at all?
Yeah, I think everyone is in a good mood today because of the weather. So
awesome. Well, let's start with the last weekend. First, a big win against Brown, 4-2. Tell me, what do you think were the keys to success in that game?
I think we definitely had a really good week of practice that kind of carried on into that game. And, I mean, having two not-so-great weekends prior, I think we were ready to get the win.
Well, sure. Looks like it. You know, three goals, take a 3-0 lead to start the game, outshot Brown 26-15. Really just a great showing from the Big Red.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we'll shift to Saturday for a second here. You know, really, really tough loss against a really, really good Yale team. Is there anything you guys think you can take away from that game despite the result?
Yeah, I think it kind of showed that we can compete with any team in the country, especially like they're ranked, I think, second right now. So I think even though we lost, like it was a good game and we showed like we can compete with them and anyone.
Yeah, sure. A lot of emotion in that game a lot as well. A ton of fans in the stands. Senior night, it just seemed like a great environment. So what do you have to say about, you know, the environment and the game and all the festivities?
Yeah, I think it's senior night's always really exciting. And I feel like especially since it was Yale, like everyone was super dialed in. And like on top of that, playing for the seniors. So, yeah, it was really exciting.
You find like a game like that, you know, it's a little harder to dial in and stay focused, or is it that much easier because of the, you know, the extra emotion and energy?
I think it's definitely easier just because I feel like you always want to beat the better team. So yeah, I think everyone came ready to play that day.
And a little celebration after the game. Who do you think had the most fun after the game?
I think all the seniors had a lot of fun, so yeah, I think the whole team in general, always excited to celebrate them.
Yeah, can you, you know, speaking about those seniors, can you talk about a little bit about their kind of impact on you and on the team as a whole as they obviously wrap up their final games?
Yeah, I think, I can, like, everyone on the team would agree, but they're just great leaders and have kind of really been there for everyone on the team, like on and off the ice, like especially the freshmen, I think, showing them like what the team culture is. And yeah, they just really represent like what our program's about.
any senior in particular you want to give a shout out to or was a mentor during their time here at Cornell for you?
I think like all of them in different ways, but I think Paige Kenyon in particular is someone like off the ice that I just really got along with, and yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So let's shift to you for a second as well. Now you're fifth on the team in scoring. So, you know, what do you think has been key to that success on offense?
I talked to coach a lot about like just shooting pucks and getting to the net. So I think definitely recently I've been trying to focus on that and like on the power play too, like definitely capitalizing off that.
Well, yeah, that is true. You had 5 shots on goal on the weekend. How would you describe your play style overall, and how have you improved your play style in your time here at Cornell so far?
I feel like I would characterize myself as a power forward. I think like my size and strength is a little bit different than some of the other forwards we have, so I definitely try and use that. And then while I've been here, I guess I really tried to work on my skating, and then like I said, like my shot and puck skills too. So yeah.
Yeah, and you know, would you say that your game has evolved at all since coming to Cornell and, you know, playing for Coach Dara? Is it, you know, have you been just gotten better at those things, or do you think you've added more to your game as well?
I think since being here, I feel like thinking the game has gotten a lot better, at least I hope. But Coach is pretty particular in our systems and stuff, and I think it's really made me think about like where I am off the puck more. So yeah.
Were those systems, you know, maybe something that your recruiting experience, you know, had something to do with? Maybe, you know, maybe you saw, you know, the team culture, you know, family first culture that, you know, we're constantly hearing about when, you know, we have these guests on, Matt. You know, was that something that was attractive to you when you chose Cornell?
Yeah, 100%. I think, I mean, as soon as I visited Cornell and like met with the coaches and met some of the players, I knew this is where I wanted to go.
Yeah. So you know, let's go a little bit farther back. So what first got you into hockey?
I think like growing up, I played a lot of sports. My dad is actually a basketball coach. So, I mean, I played basketball growing up. I pretty much did everything, but I think particularly where I'm from, everyone just plays hockey. So yeah.
And you have 2 younger brothers. What's your relationship like with them, and how has it contributed to your career on the ice?
Yeah, they both play hockey too. My one brother actually plays in the WHL for the Portland Winterhawks, and then my other brother plays for the Calgary Canucks in the AJHL. So yeah, growing up, it's always nice, like the competitive spirit like in the family, and like now especially, it's really nice, like we all train together in the summers, so I think that definitely helps me get better too, is playing against them.
And so when you came to Cornell, you had to wait an extra year, obviously with COVID shutting down sports for a bit. And so do you think that had an impact on kind of your transition to the school, or not so much?
I think it definitely gave me and everyone in my class like a unique experience of coming in as freshmen, but not freshmen at the same time, as we like had already been here for a semester, but hadn't had the hockey experience. So, I mean, for me personally, it just like, I don't ever want to take it for granted. So, yeah. But.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, you have 2 games left in this regular season heading up to the Capital Region for RPI and Union. What do you think is going to be the keys for those games?
I think definitely we need to come out strong and play tough and compete just as we have been, because that's like this weekend kind of goes into playoffs, so I think it's really important to have a good weekend. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, KJ, for joining us in the Sin Bin. But you all, you listeners, already know what's up next. It's the Slapshot round right after this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Slapshot round, where we ask fun but hard-hitting questions, and KJ is going to answer them as quickly as she can. So as tradition, I got to ask, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Question 1, what are your immediate reactions to the Super Bowl?
I wish the Eagles would have won.
It's not what we like to hear. All right, coach, you study place on campus?
Gates.
Why?
The natural light.
Ooh, well, what's your pregame routine?
My pregame routine, I usually come to the rink pretty early. Some may say too early. And I like to go in the hot tub and then stretch and then tape my stick in the rink.
You a big music person during the pregame or no?
Yeah.
Go-to hype up song?
Currently, it's Hustlin' by Rick Ross.
Any Rihanna on there?
Yeah, I'm going to add Rihanna after the Super Bowl now. So
you thought the halftime show was good?
Yeah, really good.
Your nickname is KJ. Mm-hmm. How did you start going by KJ?
That's my initials, Caitlin Jockums.
And it's been a thing since forever?
Since probably. I feel like people started to strictly call me that in high school, but I prefer KJ over Caitlin. So.
All right, so what's one thing you have to do when you're in Saskatoon?
Oh, gosh. You know what? In the summer, there's a river through the city, and it's really nice to walk along the river.
Sounds nice. So you said you're a sports fan. You obviously watch Super Bowl. And who's your NHL team?
Probably the Habs.
Yeah. You got a favorite player?
Currently, no. But maybe Austin Matthews. I'll say that.
Habs fan choosing Austin Matthews. That sounds a little sacrilegious.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the sports. Abby, before the interview, she told us you were a bit of a basketball star. So would you ever consider playing basketball for Cornell?
Maybe back when I still played basketball, but I'm a hockey girl now, so.
Who's the GOAT?
Jordan.
Really? Even with the scoring record? Yeah. Even after the scoring record?
Yeah. I would say Jordan, Kobe, and then LeBron.
Wow, that's a bold one.
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant in Ithaca?
I think Viva in the Commons.
Best thing to get?
The tacos.
We also heard that you're a bit of a shoe junkie, so favorite shoe you own?
I have a pair of high-top Nike Dunks that I really like.
Colorway?
Navy.
Nice. What's one arena you always wish you could play in?
Probably Madison Square Garden.
Great answer, personally. I think so.
Who's your funniest teammate?
Belle Mendy.
Why?
She makes really funny situational jokes.
All right. Thank you so much, KJ, for coming to this Lap Shot round. It's been great having you on and great to hear your thoughts.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Go Big Red.
Hey, Mr. Timekeeper, how much time is left?
1 minute remaining in the interview. 1 minute.
And that concludes episode 17 of the Big Red Hockey Cast. The Big Red go up to the Capital Region this weekend for games against RPI and Union. Matt, what do you think the keys to the games are for this weekend are?
Yeah, I think obviously want to end the regular season on a high note going into the playoffs. I think to do that for this team, you're really going to have to get the special teams in order. We spoke about last week the power play needing to be a bit better. They weren't able to score, including 0 for 2 on Saturday when they lost that game to Yale. The penalty kill as well, they gave up a power play goal in that loss. It was actually the game tying goal late in the second period. So I think for this team to get on track going into the ECAC playoffs, that special teams are really going to want to figure that out. But other than that, I think, you know, things are really looking up. Goaltending has been solid the past few weeks, and they're playing good hockey, and the results will follow.
And we heard from McKenna Van Gelder last week that the keys were the defensive game, and the Big Red only let up 38 shots in two games last weekend. So we see that they're working on their structure and it's showing up on the score sheet. Just as you said, maybe some help on special teams would add to some more results in the win column. But it's been great to be on with you. Great to have KJ on. Shout out to all our producers here at Big Red Sports Network. They are amazing people to work with. We got Gabe Zolot, Matt Furman, Michael Farku, Jay Klein, and Abby Ruggiero. Thank you to all those people who make this production just a great experience.
Go Big Red.